He knows his skin, I feel it too. Sometimes I feel like...
Yeah. You are tuned in to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Danny Nesvedarani, for the hour. Hope you enjoyed that first track. We have got a special episode of Analog Archives for all of you today, and an interesting theme. So I was randomly looking at past lineups of the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, and I came across the 1990 poster and listing of the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, and I thought, how many of these artists do we have here in our archives here at CJSF? And it turns out quite a few. So, you know, looking through, and I was able to find some really cool and interesting artists. That first one you heard is from Japanese shakuhachi master Yamashiro Takeo. And this is someone who was born in Hiroshima, actually, in 1943, and is a registered survivor of the atomic bombing of August 6th, 1945, which he was 2 years old at the time. He started playing shakuhachi, a Japanese flute, in Kyoto, Japan, in his early 20s while in university. And according to this Globe and Mail article, which is actually inside the record casing that I found for this album, it states that he wasn't really aware of, you know, the significance of the event. You know, it wasn't something that he knew about until he got older. There's a quote here that says, "It was only as I got older, I found people that I thought there was something special about it, that I am a survivor. My older brothers and sisters say they remember the stink of corpses, but I was lucky. I have no memory of it." When he was a boy, he remembers his grandfather played the shakuhachi badly, says Yamashiro, and he was attracted to the sound, with each phrase beginning like the sound of a bird's cry drifting into an extended drone as the player exhales. He did not begin playing until he went to university, where he had gone to study literature. He remembers thinking there were parallels between William Faulkner's accounts of the antebellum South and the post-war industrialization of Japan. It's a kind of music based not on the rhythmic heartbeat pulse as Western music is, but on the rhythm of breathing. Playing the shakuhachi is, for some Buddhist monks, an acceptable alternative to chanting, and learning the instrument is a form of spiritual development akin to meditation. In the fast-paced world of modern Japan, Yamashiro says, a lot of people find it too boring. When they think of music, they think of Western music. Political conflict was the other reason Yamashiro left Japan. He is conservative about tradition, but not in politics. All of the tradition, Japanese Zen art forms, martial arts, music, flower arranging are usually supported by the political right. When Okinawa was returned to Japan from the United States in the early 70s, Yamashiro found himself in a dilemma. At university, his friends were protesting the treatment of Okinawa Islanders. His music teacher was director involved in the reinstatement of Okinawa. He decided, for reasons he can't quite recall now, that Vancouver would be a good place to go. So yeah, he ended up in Vancouver. He's a Vancouver-based artist. And the headline of this article says, "Japanese flute player enjoys a pace of Vancouver's slower train." This was by Liam Lacey of the Globe and Mail. And yeah, he performed at the 1990 Vancouver Folk Music Fest. I think this is a really cool album because, you know, playing just one instrument so methodically and so closely, there is an intimacy, I think, here that I think is really interesting. You can really hear every breath and the intention behind every note. I feel like I'm getting a little nerdy about this, but it's really cool stuff. So I'm going to play the second track, which is titled apologies for this pronunciation, but Sanya no Kyoku by Takeo Yamashiro, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
I hope you were all able to come at peace during that last track. We've got one last one that I'm going to play for all of you, and then we're going to go on to the next artist. But I hope you can take it all in. This next one, again by Takeo Yamashiro, is titled Kumoi Jishi. Hope you enjoy. We are back with Analog Archives, only on a CJSF 90.1 FM. Hope you enjoyed that record by Takeo Yamashiro. We heard a few songs from Side A, and we're going to move on to the next artist of the hour, someone else who was featured at Vancouver Folk Music Festival in 1990 specifically. This is Holly Neer. Let's pick up the record here. Holly Neer is an American activist and teacher, educator, and musician who happened to perform in 1990 here in Vancouver. This is from her album titled Singer in the Storm. I had never heard of Holly Neer before. I'd actually never heard of any of these artists before. But I'm very, very intrigued to hear what this has in store. First track on side one is Sing to Me the Dream. All right, let's see. Hope you enjoy.
And they leave my mind.
It's a bit early. Let's go back a little.
Thank you.
when you speak the language of your life. I do not know the story. The words are only sounds, and they leave my mind to wonder. Perhaps you speak of the mountains, or the child you used to be, of the city Santiago, and the moment you were free to sing. The language of your life. I do not know the story. The words are only sounds, and they leave my mind to wonder. But when you soar through my heart with a melody, dancing feet, and I taste the salty tears. I know the laughing child and the moment of the dream. For when you sing your language, I feel love. And now I know the story. For the song the star.
We are back with Analog Archives, only on a CJSF 90.1 FM. Man, can you imagine hearing that back in 1990 in the Vancouver Folk Music Festival? That would be pretty unreal. Those keys are really cool. The vocals are on point. I was really super into that, so I hope you all were too. There's actually a little bit of a message in the liner notes of this album I thought I would like to read out from the singer, Holly Neer. Says, this recording experience offered me the best of both worlds. Working on stage with only my pianist, John Buchino, I had the energy, the fluidity, the freedom of a live show, so we might move spontaneously wherever the spirit called. And the audience, far too important to exclude and far too large to invite the studio, was there with me song after song. Then we took the live concert tape to the studio, inviting fine players and friends to come sit in at my concert to add bottom and rhythm and harmony. And now we invite you to join us. Come be a part of the show. Come be a singer in the storm. Wow. Awesome stuff. Anyways, we're going to go on to the next track. This one is titled Singer in the Storm by Holly Neer and George Merrill. Hope you enjoy. Once again, you're tuned in to Analog Archives, only on a CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for staying tuned.
Love flies free from the prison bars and lights the candles with the stars and carries news home from afar. She's a singer in the storm. She's a singer